You're tuned in to the LoFu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast, hosted by Noel Michael Smith. Episode 8.
My name is Noel Michael Smith, and today I have an amazing guest with me. I've been trying to get her in the studio for a while, and we are in the studio in this beautiful sunny place of Reigate. I'm going to get this person to introduce herself. You can hear her giggling there. Who the heck are you?
I'm Bobby McPhee, and it's really good to be here.
Who is Bobby McPhee? What does Bobby McPhee do?
She is a full-time mum of one. I'm a coach by profession. I'm giving up my full-time job.
Hold on, stop. What kind of coach is that? Baseball, football? What coach is that?
I'm an all-rounder. I help people when they're stuck. So businesses, lifestyle, health.
Okay, that kind of coach. So yes. Not a sports coach, as in coaching someone to play sports.
No.
You can do that as well?
I can do that, I think. Yeah, it's
really?
About the mindset.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, how do I know you? How do we come to be acquainted?
Our dear mutual friend, Karen Morris, introduced us. I remember walking through Wisley with her when we were NCT.
Wisley's where?
Wisley, I don't know.
Is it in England?
It's a national park. It's beautiful.
I keep having to tell you ladies and gentlemen who I interviewed, right, that we have people all over the world listening to this. Yeah, if they can speak English, they'll tune in and listen. So they've got Australians, we've got Canadians, we've got Americans, we've got South Africans, we've got all sorts of people listening. So you're going to give us some kind of general geography as to where Wisley is.
I don't know. It's
in England anyway.
It is in England. It's not far from where we live, which really doesn't help.
All right,
but
it's
kind of a Windsor-y sort of Surrey. Yeah.
Okay, it's near Windsor. And Windsor's near London.
I think so, yes.
Windsor is near London.
Of
course Windsor's near London. Man, Windsor's down the road.
I told you my geography is bad.
Crazy. She lives in London as well.
Anyway, we were walking through this really nice park when we were acquainted as NCT parents.
You and Karen.
Me and Karen with a group of others. And I remember saying to her,
NCT parents?
NCT, National Child. We just had our babies, so
we were pregnant together. Right, got that.
And we were walking through this park, and I remember seeing Karen going, "Whoa, look at your ass, girl." And I said, "Where did you get that from?" And she said, "It was all thanks to Noelle Smith." So I said, you must introduce me to Noelle Smith. And I came to your class, and I remember I had a really dirty grey pair of sicky tracksuit bottoms on when I first came to your class.
Did I say anything about that?
No, and I came right up to the front. I worked out right up the front to get a really good seat. I wanted an ass like Karen's.
I love that. I love people who start the class and come straight to the front, but they've got to have some degree of coordination. Sometimes I get people coming right to the front of the class and they're messing everyone up because they've got no coordination. But you were fine. I didn't say anything about you, so you were fine, and you came back to the front, so that was fine.
I've always been at the front.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
You have.
And I still don't have great coordination.
Yeah, you do.
But I do my best.
You do my best.
If anyone's ever seen the film House Sitter with Goldie Hawn, I'm that woman that just goes absolutely, out of sync.
Well,
internally.
Well, Bobby, I love movies. I've got to look that one up. House Sitter by Goldie Hawn.
It's House Sitter with Goldie Hawn. It's
House
a really
Sitter
old
with
film.
Goldie. I've got to look that up. I like very the old cool. films as
Steve
well.
Steve Martin.
Ah, I've not seen him for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, the white hair guy.
Yeah, very white haired.
I think I have seen that movie. Yeah, that's one to watch again.
She's very cute in it.
Yeah, that's one to watch again. I like Goldie Hawn. I haven't seen her in a movie for a while.
Very light-hearted. I haven't seen her in a movie for a while. But Steve Martin was in Coupling, which I think was 2014.
Uh-huh.
He looked really weird because he's really white haired, no eyebrows.
He's got no eyebrows?
Eyelashes. Doesn't look like it, no.
The last film I saw him in, and I didn't like it very much, was Inspector Clouseau.
No, I didn't see that. The Pink Panther. Oh, really?
Yeah, Pink Panther, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, didn't see that. Anyway, we sidetracked. So you
Karen's butt made me come to your classes, 8 years ago.
You've got great legs as well, haven't you?
They're very strong.
They're good legs.
Thanks. I wish they were longer.
Well, Karen's got good legs as well.
She's got great
legs.
Yeah,
Karen has got good
legs.
Everyone
has great legs in your class.
Well, I try my best to get that. I'm a leg man, so that shows.
Well, then I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I am definitely a leg.
Everyone looks really good in the class, and I love the commitment as well, seeing the same faces, but then you get new faces as well.
I keep going on about this on all my podcasts, technique. I look at so many classes, so many people I know as well. It's like the technique, Bobby, to them, they don't care. As long as a person's moving in the general direction of the teacher, they don't care about anything else. It's just crazy. I don't get it. I absolutely don't get why they don't pull people up on a kick or punch or make sure this hand's tucked in and...
Laziness.
Of course. Lazy teaching.
Yeah, yeah. I've not experienced a teacher as you where technique is imperative. You're coming to my class. If you're coming there, you're coming for a reason. And this is the reason you want to develop.
Mm-hmm.
And you spend time with that development piece. That's really important.
Yeah.
And you can see you're really passionate about that.
Yeah, I am, Bobby. But I say that earlier on, I was saying there's two instructors, particularly in my life, and then one recently in my life who I met in LA. He pulled us up on technique and made sure when we teach it. But I knew all this stuff anyway. I knew this is how you were meant to teach back from my championship aerobic days. I knew that's how you're meant to teach. The technique is vital. Technique is important. And when I went on this whole LA journey, I was appalled by how many teachers were on this certification and didn't care about this stuff. And he really pushed that. My one regret in life, if I have any, I don't have many regrets. What you do is what you do, yeah? Is that I didn't meet this guy 10 years earlier than I did meet him, because I'm sure that a lot of stuff I would have learned from him. He's an amazing guy. But you were saying, Bobby.
Well, I think hearing what you've just said and... that when people go to classes, I've seen them drag their bodies and it's almost like I've got to do some form of exercise. And I think the difference between you as a teacher and other teachers that I've experienced mm-hmm. is you mentioned teaching.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of trainers out there that put a class together and they just... are throwing their class out there.
Yeah.
It's about people just coming and doing that exercise, just being there,
yes.
but not actually doing it. And I feel I'm sitting up higher now because I'm quite passionate about that. If you're going to a class, then learn from that class, learn from the teacher. And that's the difference with you. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely being the leader mm-hmm. and people are learning from your instruction. And that's what you do. You instruct through your class. It's not just let's play some music and let's just throw out a few instructions to the class. You're absolutely giving it. And,
yeah.
and we as participants in that class are feeling it. I think that's the difference.
LoFu Fitness DVD, The Beautiful Workout, packed with three amazing workouts, Easy Fit, Fantastic, and Super Explosion. Get it now from eBay, Amazon, and the Club Energize website.
I didn't have the greatest experience in school. My experience in school was so bad that my parents broke themselves to put me into boarding school. So when I was in boarding school, same old teaching method was applied, where the teacher's in front of the blackboard or the whiteboard, and you'd scribble down a whole load of stuff, and you got to write it down and copy it. And you got to listen to this guy drone on for an hour or so. And that model never was my model. It never worked for me. And not everyone's the same. And when I started doing this workout, whether it was teaching martial arts or teaching fitness, I wanted to look for different ways of teaching and bringing what I have in my head across to the people who are going to receive it. And there's not one way of teaching somebody. There's many ways of teaching somebody. I was teaching the other day at the park club. You get a good person in the club, everyone feeds off that person, and the class is on a high. Occasionally, it gets flipped on its head, where everyone feeds off the worst person in the class. I had that about 2 weeks ago at the park club. I had that. And it was crazy. I had to stop, and I had to give them a five-minute talk. We were in the middle of the class, and I just went over to the system, boom, turned it off. I said, if I have to put up with any more of this, I'm going to have to pack up and walk out. So I'm going to have to bring you guys back because you're on a bad day right now. I'm going to have to lift you up. I had to pull out some different teaching that I have not pulled out in about 10 years, Bobby. I had to go back to my old archives and dig out some old stuff.
I know some people that would like that.
And bring that back.
Old school.
And bring that back. And come the end of the class, it was all good again. But I don't know what happened to them, but it was dreadful. I couldn't stand to look at it. I couldn't stand to look at people almost fumbling over themselves. Can't punch, can't. People have been doing my class for ages.
I don't know why I visualised. When you said there was someone in the class that created a bad class, I just imagined someone with big clown shoes on tripping over themselves. I just don't, a big nose. Let's all follow them.
There may as well have been a big nose or a big foot man.
I don't know why I visualised that. I think... For me, if you're going to a class, you've absolutely got to be there in mind, body and soul.
Yeah, without
a
doubt.
I come to your class and it really lifts my spirit. It's like a meditation to me. Everything else just drops away. I'm fully engaged in the class. Even if I am out of sync sometimes, my coordination might let me down sometimes, but I'm absolutely there in it. And if you're not going to attend a class in full, I'm going to this class and I'm going to lend myself to it for that hour, say, then you might as well just stay at home, flip on low-fu DVD and eat a bag of crisps and just nod your head with the music.
Yeah,
that's
I hear you.
That's the way I see it.
I hear you.
You have a choice.
You, though, are very animated and very animated in the class, haven't you? Because it isn't the British way to be all loud and...
No, we're reserved.
Yeah, but you always see sportsmen and women do it. You see a marathon runner at the end, at the last few miles, talking to themselves. You would think they're crazy. They're talking to themselves because they want to push themselves on that extra bit further. You're out there on your own. You haven't got a coach. You've got to talk to yourself. Tennis players do it all the time. Tennis players, do you know in tennis? I love tennis. You might hear me mention
it. Lots of grunting.
Yeah, lots of grunting. But you would hear them, particularly when their game isn't going well, they would be talking to themselves something silly.
Or like McEnroe. Yeah, shout it out.
We mentioned him the other day. We mentioned him on a couple of podcasts ago. McEnroe, Agassi, those guys all talk to themselves.
Do you not talk to yourself?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. So what I'm getting at is when you're in a class and you're counting out loud, you make some kind of sounds, then you are just talking to yourself like any sportsman would.
He is definitely talking verbal, not something else. Yeah, some other sounds.
Behave.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So, Bubby, you do something else. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because you've just shown me off air a whole load of stuff that you've just presented to me. Yeah.
This is my business.
This is your business. Yeah. Well, you presented it very well. And when you were presenting it to me, I just said, you need to say, let everyone hear about this, everyone who's involved in low-food fitness or isn't involved in low-food fitness, but just like our podcast. Because, you know, there's people that don't do our class, don't do our DVDs, don't do any of our stuff, but they just love to hear us talk.
Nice.
Yeah, they just love to hear us talk.
Hey,
they love to get in our world.
Some people wake up
with the radio. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some people wake up with a low-food fitness podcast on.
To those people, good morning.
They might be going to bed.
Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me more about aloe vera.
Well,
did I pronounce it correctly?
Aloe vera, yes.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, aloe vera is a superfood, and it's been going around centuries, about 4,000 years
Superfood.
So it's superfood, and it's about 4,000 years old. That we can read about it. So Cleopatra used it, Gandhi used it. And so it's not made by some
guy. You mean
guy.
Gandhi?
Now I'm doing your accent, Gandhi. So it's not produced by some guy in a white coat. It's a natural plant. And
you just hate guys in white coats, don't you? I'm never going to buy a white coat again.
I bought myself a white coat and Molly calls me the doctor.
I am never going to buy a white coat, man. All right, go on.
So, yes, aloe vera. Some people know that you can put it on topically. Uh-huh. So people burn themselves, they break off a piece of aloe and use it on their skin. People know that you can actually ingest it as well, so we drink it. I run a business under the umbrella of an amazing company called Forever Living Products. And our main ingredient is aloe vera. And we use some extra bits for the supplements, shampoos. So we do all different ranges for skincare, personal care, animal care.
Yeah.
And the one that we're really interested in, sports and weight management.
Animal care is giving animals this stuff.
giving animals this stuff.
Like your dog or your cat.
Like your dog or your cat. Any dogs or cats with arthritis, this product really, really helps them. And racehorses. You know when racehorses have finished their,
listen,
their
hold
career?
Stop. We,
see, there's people out there that are not interested in animals, and I think that includes Noel.
Hold on, hold on. No, listen. Let me tell you something. People, when I do this, people think I'm really cruel to animals. I love animals. I adore animals. But in my parents are Jamaican, yeah? And the animals are also always outside.
Yeah.
We don't kiss animals.
Kiss animals on the mouth.
We don't kiss animals. Animal is a pet, man. So when someone says about arthritis, animal got arthritis, and you're giving them ointment or some kind of fluid for arthritis, it's difficult for me to visualize that. It's difficult for me.
It's not just because I'm a vegetarian, but I believe in consciousness as one.
Whether you're
an animal or a human or a plant, I believe in consciousness as one.
Okay.
If you strip away the vehicle, the body, then we're just one.
I'm going to cook you down a really nice piece of lamb.
I'm not going to eat it.
Bobby, when you smell that delicious smell coming out of my oven, you can't resist. It'd be like, you know them cartoons like Scooby-Doo, when the smoke comes out and you're just drawn to the smoke?
Or the, Bisto ad.
Yes, like that. That's how it would be. You won't be able to resist.
I'm not going to eat it. I'll look at it, but I won't eat it.
You eat fish?
Yes. Not often. Only when my body craves it. I suffer with hypothyroidism.
Your body don't crave chicken?
No.
Chicken's overrated, you know.
My body craves for my raw juice and my aloe in the morning. That's what I wake up to. That and meditation. And some, while I'm blending my greens, I do some kicks.
LoFu Fitness T-shirt. Great design. 5 great colors. Purchase one now from the Club Energize website. www.clubenergize.com.
I'm going to get you back, right? I want you to carry on with your aloe vera talk, but I'm going to get you back one day, and I'm just going to listen to you talk for half an hour telling people how to meditate. I like to hear how you come across, how you bring your meditation across, because it's really important. But that's for another podcast.
Okay.
We can do that. I'll get you back one day and we'll do that. Aloe vera, so where were we?
I've just given up my day job, my full-time job, after 7 years to focus on my forever business.
Uh-huh.
And the reason being is it creates such an opportunity for me and my daughter. It's allowed me to dream.
Okay. So before we get onto that, those dreams are important, and everyone should dream. I have dreams. You have dreams.
Goals,
that's right. They're important. If you don't have that, I think your mind would die. You have to have that. This is the LoFu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. The reason why I call it that is because I wanted to have a wide range of topics to be able to speak about. And the lifestyle, there's so much involved in LoFu Fitness that it gives me that scope to speak about all these different topics and subjects. I want to hear about what aloe vera has got to offer in the way of what we do in LoFu, fitness-wise. Then we could come back to all the other stuff after. As a fitness person, say I wanted to sell this stuff. Say I wanted to offer this stuff. Yeah, offer this or share it, for want of a better word, to all the people out there, to all the listeners out there. What do you suggest I offer them, bearing in mind what I do for a living, which is fitness, health and fitness?
Well, we do programs. So aloe vera programs being the Clean 9, the Fit 1 and Fit 2, which if you put the three together would be like a 64-day challenge. What's really beautiful about these products is they will help those that want to lose weight. Aloe vera is an adaptogen. So if you need to lose weight, it will help you lose that weight. If you need to gain weight, it will put that weight back on.
Okay, well, many products claim... many products claim that. And you could do that with dietary drinks and stuff like that. You know, you could use it either way. But what I want to know from you is, do you have a supplement?
Yes.
Is it a drink?
Yes.
Is it milk-based?
No.
Not all of them.
We do bars, so there are bars that you, if you're on the run, for example, for classes, and somebody wanted a bar, or we've got what we call an RG product, which is a drink that you would just mix with your normal water, assuming you're all drinking water before your class, not necessarily during it. So have some RG, a spoonful of RG before you go into your class. It would just give you that little extra.
Argy.
It's called Argy.
I want to know, what is it? What does it do? Just give me some general things so that the ordinary man and woman out there could understand. Because if you give me all these technical names, they're not going to understand it anyway.
You hear of people using these sports drinks to give them a little extra oomph.
Right, so...
In order to allow them to perform better in their class.
It's not like one of these caffeine boosters,
no,
is it?
No, right? It's natural. It's all natural. So it's an aloe vera is the natural base. And then there are some supplements, a natural supplement. So berries, for example, mm-hmm. and L-arginine is a natural substance. Mm-hmm. And it just helps to open up the blood vessels mm-hmm. for you to give a greater performance in your class.
Right.
So there's a lot of runners...
Even a greater performance?
Yeah. Maybe that would get people to really focus in some of these classes.
If it gets
out,
I'll just be hovering then, won't I? With a halo around.
He'll be glowing like the Ready Break Man. So there are these performance drinks. But what really interests me about the health side of the business is, it is a health business, is the fact that we already know really well people. And it's about...
You already know
well people. We know a lot of people that are very well already.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
So for me, it's about having a tonic to remain well, mm-hmm. to keep well, to mm-hmm. keep the immune system boosted. Mm-hmm. And that's one of our main products is an aloe vera gel that you drink on a daily basis to mm-hmm. allow that to happen. It cleanses the digestive tract in order to allow us to absorb our nutrients in our food, which I won't go down there. I'm studying as a health coach, so I'm understanding that there's a lot of food out there that isn't as nutrient dense as it makes out to be because the soil isn't as nutritious as it could be.
Okay. What about soil in other countries? The same? Is it the soil problem a general thing throughout the world?
We've got a general problem with farmers using pesticides and...
Throughout the world?
Throughout the world.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're not going organic, go organic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So Sheila, in one of the other podcasts, which I totally exposed her knees because she did years and years of Irish dancing.
Yeah.
What can you do for that?
I would recommend that she try...
Not that you're a doctor or anything.
Freedom. No, to try. I'm talking
She's already
about trying, free. Recommending products.
Try
the,
freedom?
No, it's a product that Forever do, and it's called Freedom, and it's got, you're going to get me saying those words, it's glucosamine and chondroitin that absolutely lubricate, so keep the fluid around the joints lubricated. Mm. After continuous exercise... And age, our joints will start rubbing together if we're not taking care of them.
Yeah, we know that.
This is a product that focuses on that. So people in the sports world, I would suggest have a look at that.
Do you get many sports people taking it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's a huge market.
Like top sports guys in the UK.
Yes, I can't name them, but we do have people in the business.
Top sports guys in the US, because this is an American business, isn't it? It's
a
US
business.
The founders are from the States.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
What part of the States are they from? Nashville.
Texas.
Texas.
Possibly.
Okay.
The original founder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. It may be, it may not. I mean, whatever. I just was interested to find out whereabouts in the States they are, because America's a big place.
Well, the business is available in 150 countries. So wherever you are in the world, your business can be in any of those countries.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know where the founders were.
The plantation is in Dominica. We had this. Dominica, is it of Republic or Dominican Republic?
Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic, yeah. So... You have fitness products for fitness men.
Yes,
for fitness
and women.
Men and women. Sorry, excuse me. Fitness men and women. So you have digested stuff.
Yes.
And you have...
Personal care. So deodorants, moisturizers, skincare,
deodorants. Tell
makeup.
Me about deodorants for fitness guys.
And girls.
Fitness guys and girls.
Yeah. It's It's not an antiperspirant. Let's just be clear about this. There's no aluminium. We don't do an antiperspirant. It's a deodorant, and I've never looked back. And anyone that tries this hasn't looked back, and it doesn't leave any of those nasty white stains on your clothes.
You sound like an advert, but TV advert.
I really saw myself there.
Yeah. So listen up. So you got the deodorant.
Toothpaste. Yeah.
Does it make your teeth sparkling white?
Oh, yeah.
Open your mouth, let me see your teeth. Yeah, they're good. They're good. Can be better, but they're all right.
Yeah.
They're not dirty.
No.
But they're not clean.
I haven't got a dirty mouth.
No. I'm having...
just to say, the toothpaste is really good for anyone with gingivitis or gingivitis.
She's got good teeth, everybody. She ain't got English woman's teeth.
Bloody gums. It's really good for bloody gums.
Who has bloody gums?
Loads of people.
Really?
Anyone with bleeding gums, try aloe vera toothpaste.
Okay. Okay. She's got good teeth. Yeah, they're all straightened.
They're not. Yeah. They're natural.
They look straight. No. Yeah, they're natural.
Yeah.
Let me see. The top ones look good.
These are the two front ones. I've actually got crowns. I had my teeth knocked out when I was 12.
Look how they're straight, man. Not a line. Straighten up. I knew that wasn't natural.
My natural two front teeth had a slight gap and was shorter than these two.
Like Madonna.
I wanted them plugged and lengthened like a bunny rabbit. And I actually liked Annika Rice.
Let me see your bottom teeth.
So I wanted teeth like Annika Rice.
Annika Rice has got buck teeth.
I know, and I wanted them and I've got them.
Annika Rice, you'll have to Google her if you're outside the UK. I don't think she's international.
And if
she's
you're younger than 40.
Yeah, yeah. She's a presenter in the UK. She actually works.
Challenge Annika.
She
had a good butt like Karen.
She actually works. She goes to the Riverside Club.
Does she?
Yeah, I'll see her every now and again.
Oh, give her a slap for me on the tush.
Okay. Okay. I think she tried my class and didn't like it.
Too much for her.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was too much for her. She likes a lay-back Pilates type of class.
She's
ballet.
Done her.
Not
can
ballet.
Just lay back and let someone else do it for her now.
keep the podcast clean.
That was clean.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You should have seen her face when she said this. Toothpaste?
Toothpaste,
right?
Toothpaste.
To keep your mouth nice and clean.
And
white.
Free from bacteria.
Free from bacteria.
Mm, no bleeding gums.
You know you should brush your teeth 3 times a day?
Minimum. I probably do, yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. 3 times a day.
Yes.
I sometimes struggle with that middle one, but I try and carry a toothbrush around with me and do that one. Yeah.
I do at home.
3 times a day?
Yes.
Were you at home all day?
Well, yeah, I have a home-based business now. But when I was working in an office, I would, I'd have my toothbrush and toothpaste in the drawer.
You stay in your house from morning till night?
Sometimes.
That's something else, man. You must love your home. I love my home.
I love my home.
Yeah. Isn't that nice when you love your home?
Yeah. I had Kate Lane helped me clean my last house out before I moved. She was awesome. I've never seen anyone walk up so glamorous with a duster in their hand and go, "Hello, anyone else for a cleaner?"
I've got to say something.
There she was.
I've got to say something about Kate Lane. She's got glamour written all over that girl.
She has.
Yeah.
She and Karen do glamour.
They do. They have a certain kind of class. I mentioned in one of my earlier podcasts, I don't know, I think I did, I'm not sure, that those two girls, they're like, you see them, they're coming down the road and you think they're rich. They've got loads of money.
They've got time.
Mm, yeah, they do. They do look nice together. But did you see the video I put online? With Kate's class? Kate taught my class.
Kate Tuesday?
She taught my Tuesday class.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, she taught my Tuesday. Take a look at it. You know, she's been getting a lot of people who don't normally comment on our videos have been commenting on it, saying how good it looks. I remember being at one of my classes at King's College University, and I had a whole load of American guys that emailed me and said they're in the country for a while, and I trained with these guys, and they want to come over. 3 or 4 of them are coming over to London, and do a class. So I generally make sure they come to the King's College class because that's in the middle of the week. It's not too early, it's not too late, and it's in
central.
The middle of central London. So they came to my class, and I was doing this class, and they saw Kit Kat Yeah, I don't
normally call... Not the chocolate bar.
I don't normally call her that. Catherine.
Sorry, that's
Catherine.
My fault.
Yeah, that was your fault. They saw Catherine, and they said to me, oh, Catherine should go to America to certify. And I said to them, why? Because she's good. I said, well, she's good because I made her good. Where's she going to America to certify for? And plus, I'll do a certification here. And they couldn't get their head around that. I make, and that's the same, I'm coming back to Kate.
Yeah.
Kate is good because I'm on her. I'm on her. Boom, 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 on her. And, you know, when she taught that class, I was so proud of her because she taught it the way I would like it to be taught. Not that I want a clone, and it wasn't a clone of me. She made a story out of the class. She took the class on a direction. And you have to have a clear direction from start to finish of where you want the class to be. And she had that. And I was filming. I was doing a lot of filming. I was roaming around filming. And nice class. Nice class. Halfway through, I wanted to jump in and do it with her.
Wow.
It was a really
good
class.
You were there. I didn't know you were there.
I was there filming.
Ah.
I just let her get on with it and film.
Yeah, yeah.
She's taught my class before, but I think she was nervous. They all get nervous when they're teaching and I'm around.
Well, yeah, I would.
You'd be okay. When are you going to finish up yours? You're good enough.
Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
really good
I
enough.
I love the class. I really enjoy being a participant. And you know the reason I went for certification was so I could give something back.
Yes.
To
You give
the
a lot
group,
back, Barbie.
To the group.
Anyway, you think you don't give so much back, but you give a lot back.
Thank you.
You don't know what it is?
No. Just by, I'm going, what was that then?
Just by coming and your presence and your energy you give back. You don't physically have to give back, but you give back.
You missed my banana, right?
Oh, yeah.
Does no one bring me flowers?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
They don't bring me flowers.
I have to sort that out. Yeah, that's really nice.
Okay, I do think about that because I haven't been to class for a wee while because I've been busy on Tuesdays and Fridays. So, yes.
Yeah.
I might even come back tonight if Molly gets picked up in time.
Mm. And I miss Molly. Molly is your... Tell me more about Molly, briefly, because we're talking about Molly. We mentioned Molly twice, I think, and the people out there don't know who the heck Molly is.
She's my daughter.
How old is she?
She's 8 and a half.
Does she do fitness? Well, when I say fitness, I don't think kids should just do fitness per se. They should always do a sport. Does she do any sport?
Molly sees it as a lifestyle that you've got to have all corners of your life covered. So, you know, fitness is as important as breathing.
Sure, that's great. That's great.
She...
You instill that in her?
Yeah, I think so. Well, she sees me. Mm. So I don't tell her how to do things. I do it and she sees me.
You just opened up a whole new can of worms. Did I? Seriously, I know this podcast is just, again, whenever I do podcasts, we should stop naming these podcasts because they always go off on a tangent and do something else. But you just opened another can of worms. And I'm just going to touch on it quickly. Parenting role models. And that's what you've just done. Yeah, because she sees you doing X, Y, Z, she will follow. I don't get women who look. You go down to school and see how some of these girls, women look?
She nods.
Yes.
Yes.
Shocking, man.
Well,
shocking.
I turn up in my wellies most of the time. And I joined Karen and Kate for lunch one day. And they said, if you wear your wellies, you ain't coming in.
I don't blame them.
I have a dog. So I walk my dog.
There's something that you need to do. You bring the wellies for your practical if you're going to walk in mud. Yeah. And when you're going to go for that nice tea with them, you take off that stupidness.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
They were right to tell you,
man.
Yeah. They're my girls. They're right to tell you. Yeah. So the condition of some of the mothers out of condition, looking bad, and they've got kids. You know what? They've got kids, for crying out loud. They've got kids, and some of these women are as big as 5 women. Wow. I take my kids, the younger ones, even the younger ones don't go anymore. We used to go to some day groups and I can't bear them. I can't bear them. The only time I go to those groups is if I'm going with Karen or Kate or some of the other girls. But it's shocking out there. And it's lifestyle. All it is lifestyle.
Well, I think a lot of people think, you know, tomorrow I'll do something different. But tomorrow never comes. It's about doing it now.
You've got to do it now. We've got to do it now. I've got to say, this is the time when I'm going to stop eating that thing. This is the time when I'm going to cut out that thing. This is the time when I'm going to do exercise. And, you know, they don't have to do big exercise. All they've got to do is gauge what they take in and what they put out.
It's a slight edge. It's doing, starting off, and the same with meditation. You touched on meditation there, is starting off with, even if it's just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. And the same with reading a good book. And I'm not talking about, you know, these, what are they called, 50 Shades of... Grail, or whatever it is. I'm talking about real personal development books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reading 10 pages a day and making that a real... It doesn't take long.
Good word, personal development books, and I do that all the time.
Makes a huge difference.
At home, I got a stack of Katie, and I got a stack of books, and you won't find many cheap novels in those books either. Not at all. No. Yeah, cheap as in the written cheap, not as in the selling, buying cheap.
Smutty.
Yeah, none of that stuff. None of that stuff. You might as well watch EastEnders, man. EastEnders is a show in England that just continues going on and on and on and never ends.
See, I don't watch television. Because it is rubbish.
You know, some...
I like films. I take time out to watch films with Molly and my partner Fahim.
Yeah.
And I might take myself to see a good movie on my own sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the time where I might sit there and watch a crappy television programme like somebody else's life, EastEnders, right?
EastEnders is poor.
And the one up north.
Coronation Street.
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Oh my goodness.
I've put energy in my business, and now I'm giving up my day job.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sitting down watching television.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, let's talk about this whole thing. There's a big thing, tech guys out there, and they're all talking about cord cutting. You know what cord cutting is?
Isn't that when you've just given birth? Isn't that the father's job?
Idiot. Stop
or
it, stop it.
Or the mother's job, whatever.
Yeah, I guess you can call it that. Cord cutting in tech means not having terrestrial TV. I virtually cord cutted also.
So it's Sky.
It's one of these boxes. You see, I've got my Apple TV down there because I'm in a studio. We're in a studio. See that little black box with the silver remote control on top of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my Apple TV.
Oh, wow, that's so small.
That's my Apple TV. Everything comes through that. I can't tell you when I watch a telly. I've got my Netflix on that and other stations that I subscribe to, and I just don't have the whole television thing. I've got it on there.
Yeah.
But what cord cutting means is that you just cut the whole cable thing. So you don't have, in this country, would be either BT or Sky or what's the other one? Talk. You don't have any of those coming through. You just use one. That's Apple, but they've got some others. I think Amazon has a version to that, and Google have a version to that where you just hook it into your TV. Then you subscribe to stuff. But it's better because...
It's Apple.
It's no, not because it's Apple. I mean the system is better because you then can get it on your phone and get it on your tablet or wherever you want to go. It's just works well.
Can you play that or YouTube?
Play the Apple TV. Yeah, you could play the YouTube through Apple TV, yeah.
So you could have YouTube on that big screen.
Yeah.
And dance away to the video. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
For real.
Nice.
We're off here, I'll show you it quickly. It won't take a second to turn it on and show you.
Woo-hoo.
But I'm surprised with your iPhone and stuff, you don't have Apple TV already.
No, I don't watch TV.
But you can watch movies. You said you like the movies.
I have a DVD player. It's very small.
What is that?
DVD player.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
The DVDs in.
What does a DVD look like? Is it square?
Like a compact disc.
What is that even?
Well, those are up in the loft now.
Oh, my goodness. DVD is so gone out, man. Are they still around?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. In fact, I'm only fooling with you. I brought a few from my garage. When was it? Yesterday, because I need to rip them and throw the DVDs away.
I know I do have some films that I've downloaded
off
of iTunes onto my laptop.
Yeah.
Which is MacBook Pro.
Yeah, you got a MacBook Pro.
Is it a 15 or 17 inch, the biggest one?
Well, the biggest one they have now is 15 inch, but the 17 inch was going up until about a year ago.
So maybe I might have the 17 inch one then. I've got the big fella.
How long have you had it for?
4 years.
Yeah, you may well have the 17 inch.
So I would download a movie and watch it on there, but I noticed the difference, and it's that blue light.
What blue light?
So you if you're looking at your computer before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Looking at your computer for 10 minutes is like 2 hours in the sunshine. So if I'm watching a movie at nighttime through my computer, I'm bouncing.
Really?
I want to go to a party or something after watching a movie, rather than chilling out, laying back. No, I notice the difference.
There's stuff going on with you that happens to no one else.
That's not true. Must be all the aloe I'm drinking.
You human?
Woo!
You sure that was beamed down from some spaceship?
I've got elfin ears, apparently.
So the company, right, is going well for you, yeah?
Yes.
And Bobby just gave me a whole 40-minute chat about her company and what she's going to do and if we can do something with that.
My business is under the umbrella of an amazing company. Forever Living Products have been going for 35 years and have enjoyed uninterrupted, cash rich, debt free.
Sure.
We've just continually grown. And we can join the business through sponsors to, develop our own Forever business.
Yeah.
This is what I've done.
Uh-huh.
And my desire is to work with a team of people who want to live the lifestyle that they've always wanted to dream, have always dreamed of. And I believe that this company absolutely allows that opportunity. You work hard and you get what you want.
Say you and I work together on this. Would you be my boss?
No.
You brought me into this, and you'll be my boss, won't you? And I would have to slap you around a bit. And then I would have to fight.
I might not be in attending classes, but I'm still doing it.
Fahim would come down with his baton.
He'd just give you a big cheesy grin.
I said, no, Fahim, she slipped.
Oh, he's taller than you, but I don't think he's as quick as you. No, we would work together.
Okay.
Yeah, I need you. You need me.
We could do something.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. The thing is, we're in the market. We're a lifestyle. We've created our own lifestyles, and those are about health and well-being, and we've come together in that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just an extension to that.
Are you a crazy girl?
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Do I take risks? The thing about this business, there's no risk.
Are you a crazy girl? Do you do crazy things?
What sort of things? I'm a free spirit. And
so what happens when people are nasty to you?
I just brush them off.
You've got to do that. You know, walk away.
I tend to let them know what they've done. They deserve an explanation.
Uh-huh.
This is what you've done. And I've been known to say goodbye to friends after many years. You're just no good for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to develop. And friends have a tendency to do this, friends and family. Don't go changing.
Sing the rest.
Yeah. Trying to please me. It's Barry White.
Yeah, it's Barry White.
I cannot love you any
better. Hey, man, when that guy died, I was so sad. So sad.
Yeah.
Awesome singer.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember my mum cleaning the house. I've just saw Kate as well
White.
Then. To Barry White. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mum wasn't as glamorous as you, Kate. But she did a good job.
Barry White.
Yeah, so
I'm
kind of, you need to develop. We're all here. We're all intelligent. We're here to do something really
great. There's some dumb people out there, man.
Well,
there's some people I see out there that I find, where's your intelligence? Because they do the most ridiculous
things. There's just too many obstacles in the way. Just too many obstacles.
They ain't listening to themselves.
Exactly. That's an obstacle. Uh-huh. They're not listening. Listening is everything.
Listening is a key part of life.
Listening is everything.
So before we're going to wrap this up at any time now. No, we're not. We can go on for a little longer. Say you wanted to get my class to buy one particular product, one particular thing. You had 20 people in this room and they all just finished my class and you want to give them one killer product that is going to be right for them. What would it be?
I would highly recommend the Clean 9. Everybody cleanses themselves. That's a 9-day cleanse. And with that, they're cleaning their digestive tract.
I saw Katie go through this and I ain't going through that.
And she loves the stuff. She can't get enough.
And, but, It's stuff where you've got to, tell me through the process. You're telling me that now, right?
The clean nine, it's the first 2 days is spent drinking aloe vera, taking garcinia and bee pollen. And the garcinia curbs the hunger that one might have to deal with. You're cleansing.
You can't eat.
You're getting rid of the toxins. You can't eat for the first 2 days, but you get a fantastic shake, right? So you can mix a shake for lunch, whether it be with your soy milk. I use Oatly milk, organic Oatly milk. But you can use all these wonderful milks, hemp milk. So for 2 days, you're doing that. And it's to rid your body of toxins, okay?
Let me tell you something.
And then the days 3 to 9, you can have your meal, whether you choose to have that at lunchtime or dinner
day
time,
three
it's
to
really
nine.
Up to you.
Hmm? They give it day 3 to 9.
Day 3 to 9.
Hold on.
You eat.
From day 3 to day 9, yeah, is an option.
What
is that an option?
No.
You said day 3.
It's a clean 9. It's a 9-day cleanse.
Okay, so
you're cleansing.
So I don't understand the day 3 to 9 thing. Am I being a bit thick here?
Day 1 to 2.
Yeah.
No food, no solids.
Okay.
Right. Day
yeah.
3 to 9, you do the same thing, but include a meal.
Okay, I got it.
All
now.
Right.
Yeah.
The beauty about the cleanse, and you'll like this bit, Noel, is although most people experience weight loss, and some quite a significant amount of weight loss, we encourage everyone to do 30 minutes a day at least of exercise. Okay.
Okay.
So I point them to Club Energize TV.
So hold on, I just want to clarify something. 30 days.
So 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
It's a 9-day cleanse, 30 minutes
a day. On top of the 9 days of not eating.
2 days of not eating.
And the other 7 days.
The other,
of
yeah,
having
one meal a day. But you're having a shake.
Okay.
All right? And you'll be surprised that we need very little to eat. We're
okay.
Just pigs, really. We eat a lot. All of us. I have 5 meals a day, really. I graze because I'm a vegetarian, so I need to keep my food up. But it's about cleansing. And as I was saying,
we encourage
people to exercise.
I need to keep my food up.
Yeah. We encourage people to exercise. But the beautiful thing of with the weight loss, you keep your muscle tone. Whereas most cleanses remove that.
Because you're doing the exercise.
Because you're not feeding. You're not having your regular protein, or although the protein shakes, the shake that you've got has got amino protein in it. You're keeping your protein, but a lot of when people go through a cleanse or a diet or a detox, let's say this isn't, we're not saying that this is a detox or a diet, they lose muscle tone. But with the clean nine, you keep that.
And what's the scientific reason?
A scientist, I don't wear a white coat, it just works. I can go away and read the literature, it
okay.
works.
Okay.
And the thing is, I'm not recommending anything I haven't already tried,
and
okay?
she's not and
she's, recommending she's, to other people.
And she's not dead yet, and she's not shivering on the floor with white foam coming out of her mouth, so she's fine.
I like to think I'm all right. I'm
all right.
44 next week.
44, you're doing
yeah.
well.
Thank you.
You're doing well. You look great, actually.
I feel great.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is, we talked about, having a good mind.
44.
You know, positive mind.
44, man. You could still pull a 21-year-old.
Enhance your workout by getting the best possible kickboxing techniques you can have. With LoFu Colors, bringing the concept of a karate grading system to a fitness workout. Go to LoFu Colors on the Club Energize website and buy now.
I had a cleanse recently. I was ill.
Mm.
Remember?
Yeah.
Just before
I was really worried about you.
Before
you
Christmas.
Didn't text me either to let me know you're okay.
Didn't I?
No.
I was ill, man. I was so ill. But when I could recover from that, I ate. I was eating everything. It would have been your worst nightmare. I was eating every animal there was to eat. I was eating.
Shocking.
I had to put my weight back on, man. I went down to some stupid amount of stones. My dad looked at me and he said, have you been on some farm? Have you been living on the land?
That's because you smell like
then,
a cow.
Shut up.
It's true. You eat cow, you start smelling like one.
No, hold on.
You've got the spirit of this poor animal that's just been killed.
Bobby, you've got a point. I grew up I grew up and my sister and I and my brother, you used to go into an elevator, a lift, and we used to go, oh man, that ranks. That stinks. And exactly what you're saying, it used to smell of the animal, of the cow or the what's that?
Lamb.
The lamb, that's it.
The one you're going to cook me.
The lamb. And it's only over the last, say, 20, 15 years maybe, that has not been a case anymore. The diet has changed. I've got a feeling.
You're doing it. You smell the same. You just don't notice it.
No. That's just ridiculous. They learn to cook the meat properly, right? And they ain't eating it raw now. They used to eat it virtually raw. When I used to go and have dinner at some of my friend's house, and they used to give me the steak, it was red. I mean, rare.
Bloody, yeah.
I can't do that stuff.
Medium rare, please.
I used to run home and say, Mum, I got offered some rare meat. Mum used to say, rare meat? I said, yeah, it was red.
So it's looking back at you. Oh.
Totally. When I was at school and these guys used to talk about eating red meat, I never knew what red meat was. Until I was an adult, a full-grown man, I didn't know what red meat was.
Well, you don't see it running out there, red, do you? You don't really, you know, I don't think our kids really realise. See that cow there?
It's red meat.
It's red meat. See what they do to it.
And yeah, but when it's put on your plate raw, you see it's red meat.
Yeah, I know, but as a kid, you don't see that. You just see, you know, you don't associate the meat on your plate with that lovely, beautiful.
No, you don't. You don't associate
with doughy
it with
eyes.
However,
no.
The kids at the school did know it was red meat.
Oh, okay. But you didn't.
I didn't know it was red meat, no. Because West Indians, they always cook their meat. It's not red. It's never red. It's only red when you put it in the pan. In fact, it ain't even red when you do that because it's seasoned up so nice. it's seasoned up so
you
nice with all
it.
These light seasonings. You can't see any red. And it goes in the pan or it goes in the oven and that gets cooked down and it's nice and tender. And man, I'm making me hungry.
Jeez, I'm moving my legs away here.
Making me hungry.
Gonna be biting them.
Yeah. No, I don't eat people.
Yo, this is DJ Abstract, and you're locked into the Noel Smith podcast.
But yeah, I was ill. I was bad. I was in a bad way. And then, because I've not been ill for a like, well, not nowhere near like that.
I've never known you to be.
No.
No.
For about
I've seen 15... you have hay fever, bee pollen.
Is that
aloe vera? It's one of our.
If I take that and that fixes up my hay fever, then you're onto something.
I've been asking you to do it for years.
Yeah, all right, I'll do it. You've been onto something. I take my tablets, they do it, and sometimes they don't. It just depends on how severe the pollen is.
But with the Clean 9, you mentioned after coming out of being sick, you just want to ravish everything. With the Clean 9, it's different because your body's been absorbing the nutrients from the cleanse and from the aloe. You're not craving for anything. And then when you come out of it or during it, obviously, the mindset is changing about being clean and continuing to eat clean. So you don't go out and just...
What happens if you're clean anyway?
It goes back to that remaining...
Sure.
Well,
sure.
I do the cleanse 2 or 3 times a year. Sorry, 3 or 4 times a year. And I do it to remain or to maintain my well-being. We got to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, without a doubt. Just changing the subject slightly. You know, we did the video shoot.
What happened with that? I was going to ask you that. We're letting it out in September. We're now.
No, no.
I thought it must have been me. I got my footing wrong.
No, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. No, it's really good. It's really good. The footage is really good. I have got, because I've moved this office, that was one thing. The footage is on the main computer, which is on at home in my house. And also, I'm using a Mac Mini. Got a Mac Mini. You see that little computer there? The one...
The tower?
It ain't a tower. Just the one at the top is a computer. That's an old Mac Mini. That's an
that
old
box.
Mac Mini. You've never seen that before?
No, it looks like a box to put something in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got an egg on the floor there.
That's my mouse. That's a Mac Mini. The one in my house is a new version to that, which is smaller than that, but more powerful. But I'm going to invest in the next couple of weeks or so in a Mac Pro, which looks like a dustbin. It's round and that tall. My computer at the moment struggles when I use Final Cut Pro, which is an editing, video editing machine. It struggles. We had 4 cameras rolling, remember?
Right.
So we pan between each camera and it slows down. It just slows down when I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And that's why I've not done it yet. And also we had loads and loads of things going on. And also, Club Energize TV has slowed down in the viewers. So there's a whole campaign, publicity campaign we need to do behind just when we put out a video. Then just putting out a video and hope for the best. There's a campaign we need to do when we do that. And then we need to have a structure where that comes out and the next one comes out, and the next one comes out, and so on and so on and so on. So there's a lot of logistics until I can get all that right. Then, but I'm looking in the next couple of months to get it out. But the footage is really good. It's really good.
Are you saying there's going to be some more Club Energized TV coming out?
Yes, there's going to be some more Club Energized TV. And I've got something else planned, which is going to be really cool, which I might involve you in to do bits and pieces on that. But I ain't going to explain that on air. That's going to be something off air that I'm going to tell you about.
So lots of good stuff coming.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. Yeah. So if we can get our thing together, then that gets incorporated into all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What a beautiful community.
Yeah, yeah. And we want to grow it. Make the community bigger.
Yes.
But the community don't know quite what we're doing here yet. They need to really get to understand that we've got an amazing ecosystem going on here. We've got all our social media networks going on. So, but you know what? We've been talking for a while and we need to wind up. So what I want to ask you, have you said all you need to say? Is there anything else you want to say about aloe vera?
Well, it's an amazing opportunity for anyone that's looking for their own business to work from home. They you know, want to change a direction in what they're already doing, wanting some independence, financial freedom, working from home. You know, you've got kids perhaps and you want to do a part-time job or full-time job. This business is really, really serious. So just get in touch with me or Noel. And find out more about the business.
Well, that's the next thing, because I want you to give everybody all the information you have of how they can get to you, all the information you want to give out. If they want to contact you direct, how do they get to you?
You can contact me directly on my mobile.
You want to give it out?
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's +44 for the UK, 07500 895 809.
Do you have an email address?
I do. It's Bobby. bobbie.macphee@gmail.com. I'm still waiting for my Conscious Health website and email address to come up, but I can obviously let you know about that later on.
Sure, no problem. And are you on Twitter?
I am.
Go ahead.
Is it just Bobby McPhee, @BobbyMcPhee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you have Facebook?
I do have Facebook.
Go ahead.
Bobby McPhee.
Facebook, Bobby McPhee.
Yes.
All right.
I'm also on your Facebook, so if anyone's on LoFoo.
Yeah, for me, it's the usual stuff. LoFoo are all things at LoFoo. So let's just go through those. You can go to Facebook. Let's start with Facebook first. You can go to Facebook. There's Facebook profile, LoFoo Facebook profile. And you can go LoFoo Facebook page, LoFoo Facebook profile, Noel Smith Facebook profile. You can find Bobby. You're on both of those, aren't you? You're friends with me on both of those. So you can get to Bobby through both of those. Then you can go to Twitter, which is LoFoo. And then you can go to Pinterest, again, LoFoo. Instagram, LoFoo. SoundCloud, LoFoo. And there are more, but we can stop there. And of course, the website. The website is www.clubenergize.com. Now, if you go to any of the pages on the website and go to the bottom of the pages, you will see all the icons for all the other social media accounts anyway. So just go to the bottom of the website and click on that, and you'll get to all those straight up. Easy to do. You can find me, or if you want to get to Bobby through me, through those things, and that's all good. Bobby, it was really great having you here.
Great to be here, thank you.
I know when we come up here, we're going to find all these things we didn't cover and speak about, but we can do this another time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
A pleasure having you on here.
Thank you.
Say bye-bye to all those people all over the world.
Goodbye to all the people across the world, over the world, around the world.
Take care, everybody. Ciao.
Bye.